Hi, I mean, good morning, sir. I'm the nurse and I'll be overseeing your recovery. I read your charts and it looks like you got lucky after that accident, but the doctors want to be 110% sure that you're fine. I mean, okay, not fine, like handsome. Not that you aren't handsome, I just. Let's just move on, shall we? Just start with the usual physical stuff. Say ah for me, please. Good. I'll take a look here and here. Oh, the nurse, get up. Yeah, this is actually my first day in this location, and the doctor played a prank on me, so here I am, completing a whole shift of exams. In this campina's outfit, I mean, seriously. Look at this thing. The neckline is low enough that I'm totally on display. And this skirt is so short. I've been worried about patients getting a full view of, well, you know. Blood pressure looks good. I haven't heard a short joke before. Not that you're really wrong. It's tough to get an upskirt view when it's this low, isn't it? Reflexes are fine. Anyway, that's a story for the nurse outfit. Believe me, I'll be in scrubs from now on. Take off your shirt for me. Take a deep breath. And out. Good. Now, are you eating normally? Normal bodily functions. Take a deep breath and out. Good. Are you sexually active? No? Okay. Now take off your pants. I said take off your pants. I know. The accident wasn't there, but I still need to complete a full physical to monitor your recovery. The last thing we need is to miss some unexpected side effect. All right, underwear too. Yeah. No, this is not about the sex question. It is just part of the job. Holy, that swelling is. What do you mean it isn't swollen? It's just what your dick looks like. Oh my god. Sorry. I lost my train of thought. Okay, I just need you to turn your head and cough. Oh shit, it twitched. Nothing. Again, please. And one more time. Okay, just a couple more things to check. Well, you said you're not sexually active, which means we need to confirm that certain things are still functional. Do you understand? I need to make sure your sexual health is in order by sucking your cock. Oh my. It looks like that cleared it all up. It even looks like it's bigger than before. I don't even know if I can take that. Would you be better served by another nurse, maybe? One a bit more experienced with men who have. You're sure? All right, then I will start very gently, okay? Just kissing and licking. Oh, sir, your cock is delicious. Of course, this is all professional, but still, it's just. It's fucking perfect. I'm going to put the head in my mouth now. Holy fuck, this is huge. I've never I mean, I learned stats in school, but to see a cock this big up close, to fit it in my mouth like this, to taste the pre-cum. Can you take more, sir? My God, sir, this daddy cock is incredible. I'm sorry, I know I should be more professional, but look at it. I can't help but call you daddy. Can I, Thank you, daddy. I don't know if I can take it all the way, daddy. My throat. I can try. Oh my God, I was close that time. Holy shit, Danny, do it again. Yes, Danny. God, I love that cock. Oh, come in my face. But we aren't done, Danny. I still need to fuck my tight pussy. Of course, Daddy. I mean, fucking little girl's throat is important and all, but you need to stretch her out with that cock if we're really going to be sure you're healthy. Ooh. Ooh, that's it, Daddy. Put me right here on the exam table. Push this tiny nurse skirt up and pull off my panties. Do you like me pussy, Daddy? Oh, you should see my tits too. Yeah, let me just unbutton this top. And this thing is so fucking tired. Thank you, Daddy. I know I have big tits for being so little. Do you like them? Poking out from my open nurse uniform? Get on top of me, Daddy. I need a big daddy cock to stretch me out. I am so wet for you too. Can you feel my wetness? Oh, that head is so big, sliding up and down my pussy lips. Please, daddy, I can't wait. Oh my God, holy shit. What the fuck, I need you to go to the mouth, Daddy. I can't take this cock without screaming, and we don't want to bother the other patients. I've never felt so full in my life, Daddy. It's fucking rearranging my organs. Is it all the way in? No? Right. Quiet, okay? I want all of it, Daddy. Cover my mouth and pull my legs up over your shoulders. I can take it. Against me. Here, Daddy. This is where I want you to come. Birth control? No. That's the point. We need to make sure your sperm are still active. What better way than to impregnate the little nurse? That's why we're scheduled for today. Because I'm at my most fertile. So breed me, Daddy. I know you're close. Take your daddy call. So full of cum, it leaks out of my throat. so fucking deep. Oh, fuck, Daddy. There's no way that didn't make me pregnant. I think it can mark everything as positive for the first day of recovery. Yes. First day. This is a process, Daddy. I mean, sir. Recovery doesn't happen in one day. Besides, no matter how much cum you just put inside me, you won't know that I'm pregnant for a while. We need to maximize our chances. I have a scheduled time slot for next week for follow-ups. We just need to make sure you are ready for that part of the recovery process before finalizing the appointment. I want that, sir? Can I wear this nurse outfit again? If that will help you recover, then yes.